Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The MBTA will have a new operator for its commuter rail system starting July 1st. The T's Board of Directors yesterday unanimously voted to approve a new contract with Keolis, the largest public transport operator in France. The $2.7 billion deal means that the French firm will replace the Massachusetts Bay Commuter Railroad Company, which currently holds the contract. WBUR's Jack Lepiars reports.
It was a packed but quiet public meeting at the State Transportation Building, where MBTA leaders would decide on the largest operating contract in Massachusetts history. General Manager Beverly Scott says the T was faced with a tough decision between two very qualified candidates.
Both world-class organizations. This was a situation where there was going to be a winner and there was going to be someone who didn't, and I expect that there will be a full cooperation. We all know each other in this industry.
In the end, the decision to select Keolis over the existing operator, the Massachusetts Bay Commuter Railroad Company, or MBCR, came down to two things, money and performance. Keolis's bid for the 8-year contract, with options up to 12 years, came in at $250 million below what the MBCR was offering. Keolis also scored an overall good rating for operations, one notch above the MBCR's acceptable rating. MBCR Chairman Jim O'Leary calls the bid by Keolis unrealistic, that the French firm would have to cut corners in order to make a profit. He also criticizes the process, saying his company was given only one 45-minute interview in which the MBTA asked just 11 questions related to a 1,000-page proposal.
We can only conclude that our proposal was never seriously considered or understood. We had fully anticipated full-length discussions, which we have been through in many other proposals throughout the country. That never occurred.
O'Leary says the company is reviewing its protest options and did not rule out lawsuits. General Manager Beverly Scott says she expects the MBCR to protest the decision and that she understands there may be lawsuits as a result. Still, she disputes the claim that the T brushed off the MBCR proposal.
It's not an auction. You are only asking for discussion if, in fact, you feel that there are truly salient factors that you haven't gotten and you want to get it right, okay?
Under the new contract, the T eliminates any sort of bonuses for the operator and quadruples potential penalties up to $12 million per year. Keolis will be required to keep all existing collective bargaining agreements in place until new labor deals are negotiated. In the meantime, Keolis will have about 6 months to mobilize crews and fleets before it takes over on July 1st. The T has budgeted $9 million to help in that effort. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiars.